Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And summer, man, it's the days are going away fast.
It feels amazing, Brad. I don't ever want it to end. I don't care about how many Oktoberfest or pumpkin ales are scheduled to release. Let's just do summer, man.
No, Three Floyds pumpkin ale or Oktoberfest is due to hit the shelves. I think this week.
Endless summer, Brad.
Yeah. Oh, I started my summer Friday today with a jump in the lake.
Really?
Friday swim club.
Friday swim club.
Every Friday.
Did you really jump in the lake?
A huge, massive amount of people jump in the lake at 7 a.m.
I mean, and you know, lakes are kind of cold. So.
It was cold. It's shockingly cold when you jump in.
Refreshing, though?
I guess.
Huh. You jumped in the lake.
Yeah.
Go jump in the lake. Like they say.
And then in the afternoon, I made my way to pick up some beer at Alarmist. Sean Curry messaged me and said, did you see this collaboration we did with Alarmist? And I said, yeah, but I don't want to get the beer. No, I said,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I said, yeah, and I'll have to pick it up at some point.
It's a tough crowd.
It was Bang Rang.
Yeah, man, cheers to Sean Curry. Always love running into a Sean Curry. Mm-hmm. He gives really good hugs.
He said, you said football for tight head, it's rugby.
Oh. And then more importantly than the hugs, Sean Curry keeps us honest.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. So I have no fucking idea,
tight
clearly.
Tight head is rugby stuff.
Okay.
Not football.
Thank you, Sean Curry. Mm-hmm. Doing the Lord's work, this guy.
Yeah, Sean Curry from Sketchbook, if you're listening and don't know who that is. So this Bangarang is an IPA collaboration between Alarmist and Sketchbook.
Yeah.
It's a very balanced IPA.
Yeah. Bone dry. And Hallertau hops. Hallertau, Nelson Sauvin, and Simcoe. So lighter body. Very dry. And
I don't feel like it's that dry.
I feel like it's more light than dry.
Right.
I feel like it's light body more so than dry. Yeah. Dry kind of feels like, hey, you know, there's like a pleasant bitterness.
We were talking about Rev's Antihero, which we'll get to in a minute. That feels dry because it's like the hops are very bold and you're more thirsty than when you started.
Yeah. Yeah. This kind of finishes almost like softer, almost like it's, you know, like hints of like we talked about white peach the other day. It feels more like that.
Yeah.
Than it does, I think, just a bitter. It doesn't feel like a bitter dryness.
No.
Maybe a soft dryness. Is a soft dryness and a very light mouthfeel are the same, maybe? I don't know.
But it feels more summer IPA.
Yeah. It's pleasant and the fact that it's not dense.
Yeah. And I like it. I think this is two crews that we often say Sketchbook is very underrated for their beers. Alarmist is too. There's the juicing it up over there.
I'd agree with that. If we were doing a list of the most underrated breweries around, Sketchbook and Alarmist are right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're always delivering great stuff. So I did pick up another 4-pack, which we may end up drinking probably next week. So maybe back-to-back Alarmist stuff if I don't get to it on my own.
Okay.
But yeah, we were talking about Revolution's IPA because you found out it's what their number one beer, right?
It's their top-selling beer, Antihero.
By a long shot.
Yeah, I think, we've always talked about how beer is flat, but Antihero is not flat. Antihero
not flat taste, flat sales.
Right, right. Flat. Definitely,
like
definitely.
The beer is flat.
The beer is flat in with regards to volume of beer being sold.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. The guys over at Rev talk about Antihero and how it's the most important beer over there, and how it's kind of, you know, kind of anchoring the sales over there, which kind of makes sense, right? It's a beer. Well, A, it's an IPA. B, it never changes, and it's always available. So they're plowing through it so much that if you go to a supermarket and see some, it's probably no more than 3 or 4 weeks old.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like seeing 312 on the shelf or at a bar or in cans at places.
Yeah.
It's like a place is going to have 312. A place is going to have Antihero.
Yeah. Yeah. They've done a good job of penetrating with that beer. I think the conversation over at Rev, because they did their Deep Woods release this year, was that you might, the beer Antihero will stay the same, but much in the vein of the 10th anniversary of Antihero, which had like a special birthday packaging of the in the can.
Okay.
You might see some themed Antihero releases where the Antiheroes participating in different activities. Same guy, just doing different stuff
fencing.
On the can. Fencing, maybe not fencing or bowling.
Bowling.
Probably more like hockey or baseball or baseball.
Cricket.
It'll be a collab with Asadi for fucking Pilot Project and what was that beer? It was a rice lager last week.
Yeah.
Baseball. Yeah. Baseball.
This is top sports, not
every sport.
Yep.
I don't think he's not gonna be, you know, like fucking
NASCAR?
Maybe not NASCAR. What do you call the water when you're on the board and shit? He won't be surfing.
Surfing, yeah.
Hot dog eating contest. No. None of this stuff. Just the main three. Yeah.
Swimming. The high dive.
Antihero's not participating in the Olympics, Brad. Okay. He might just be more active than usual. So, you know, because it's a chance to just kind of give the can a refresh without necessarily changing it too much.
Okay.
Just show the Antihero doing different things.
Just be careful. Bud Light tried to change up this can. Did not go well.
So what did they change colors, right?
Oh, no. They just put somebody else on the can.
Oh.
Per person rather than all their sports teams. And
who'd they put on the can?
The trans person, I forget her name.
Oh, so they put a trans person on the can.
Yeah, it was like a promotional can, so.
Ah.
But typically they had done sports team stuff, and so if you hated a sports certain team, you probably wouldn't have got that can.
Yeah.
So it's a whole nother rabbit hole down there.
Yeah.
But that's a fun way to refresh or, I don't know, add some interest to Antihero. I don't know if is it needed or is it just kind of like them having fun?
I feel like it's more fun, right? Because if it's already your top beer, right? Like, it ain't broke if it's your top beer. So I feel like this is just a chance to do something cool. But I was telling them, like, the 10th anniversary, because this is a top-selling IPA in Illinois, is Antihero. And there was a 10th anniversary can. I had a six-pack of it. And I'm drinking these, and I'm like, God damn, I forgot how good this beer was. But I didn't even visit it until it came in the special can. You know, it had been forever since I had an Antihero, so...
I'll often have an Antihero at, I think Chicago Dogs have Antihero because they're a Miller ballpark, and since Revolution's distributed by Miller, they'll do Antihero, because who else would have an IPA in Chicago that could even compete with that?
Yeah, like Half Acre's approach, right, or even Hot Butcher's approach, I don't think it's to have just like the one IPA all year. It could be now, that could be Bodum. Maybe, right?
Bodum, yeah, but might be the closest, like...
But it, I don't think historically they have seasonal IPAs.
Right.
I feel like, you know, Gone Away or whatever they're calling that beer, or, you know, Navajo, or, you know, what's the one with the waves and shit all on it, you know? Like, I feel like they could have an IPA all year, but they choose to do this.
Right.
Their IPA all year is the Pale Ale, Daisy Cutter.
And then the other two... like hazy IPAs with the LaJuice and Beezer, they're not taken away from that beer drinker IPA.
Yeah, because those are hazies, right?
Yeah.
Different.
Sierra Nevada is the pale, but it's a very hoppy pale. Mm-hmm. You'll see that alongside
Antihero.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's more for fun. It sounds like it's just more for fun.
That's cool.
You might see a... You might see if in a mixed 12 pack of in a 12 pack of Anti-Hero, you might see one of the cans might be gold. And if you come across a gold can, then you can redeem the gold can and you might get some cool swag.
Willy Wonka kind
of. Right. So if you get, if it's hockey season and you get a hockey one, you might get a hockey jersey. For the Anti-Heroes, you might see something like that coming out of red.
Oh, that could be cool.
I mean, I kind of want a 90s
look
Bulls.
For the can?
You know, I would love to redeem an Anti-Heroes jersey so I can, you know, wear it on my hands.
Keep the gold can though, right?
I mean.
I would hope so.
Right?
It's like a trophy.
This is right on par with
the lemon.
Goose had that lemon 312, and if you went to an icy place and saw this big ass lemon, you redeem it for a bike. But I think some people say, "Fuck the bike, I'm keeping the lemon." So you go to somebody's crib and they have like a massive fucking lemon. I mean, that's probably more fun than a bike.
I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, I might, you know, I already have a bike.
I have the 312 bike.
But this lemon though.
You have a 312 bike, you lock it up somewhere, there's a chance someone's stealing that.
Yeah.
No one is breaking in your house and stealing that lemon.
And it's a good story to tell.
Yeah.
Ridiculous is what this is, Brett.
So you were at Revolution. They also, Deep Woods came out, and before you get into that, they have a hop water.
Yeah, out. People were jazzed about the hop water.
But I'm hearing it's not as good as Lagunitas.
Really?
It's good, but not Lagunitas.
I saw the can.
Didn't go for it.
I didn't try it. All this Anti-Hero talk, I had an Anti-Hero.
Oh, okay.
Delicious, by the way.
I might go tomorrow. Yeah. And I'll get the hop water.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
Good looking can. I have no idea what it tastes like.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of that going on. And then variants. Oh, this is the summer release. So three beers in the summer. One of them is a tropical theme, basically tropical straight jacket.
Okay.
They're calling it Life Jacket.
Hmm, that's fun.
So it's a similar profile to tropical BCS, right? Where there's like, well, this one has mango, vanilla, and something else I'm missing.
And I think we'll dive into them maybe on the next week's show.
Yeah.
So look for that.
Yeah. So there's a tropical straight jacket. There's a cuvée, one time only cuvée, where it's like a different blend from all the other cuvées. And then there's something called Dread and Breakfast.
That's kind of like all cuvées are different. I don't feel like you couldn't do the same cuvée.
If you had the same components, I guess you'd run it back if you could, right?
Yes, but then all those are like barrel-aged beers. You'd have to like, they're not going to be the same.
Well, no. Even if it's the same beer 2 years in a row, it'd be different. Dread and Breakfast is basically a cuvée with coffee.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I think I'm most excited about that one. Cuvée with coffee sounds nice.
What, you didn't try that one yet?
I tried them all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where?
Cuvée with coffee is where you want to be.
Okay.
But, you know, cuvée on its own is, you know, very delightful.
Yeah.
You know.
Better than, wasn't 10 a cuvée too?
No, X, the red, that was VSOJ with cherries.
Oh. Okay.
Remember? Yeah, it was VSOJ with cherries. Cuvées come out three times. I think the very first cuvée, it had the components on the can.
Okay.
And then the second one did not, and this one does not. So
is it Degrassi?
Cuvée Degrassi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cuvée, it's spelled Cuvée de Grace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cuvée de Grasse. It's got the little weird, I don't even know what it is above the A. It looks like a fucking,
Yeah, I only know the umlaut.
We all know the umlaut, that's the dots. This one is more like a like the top of a house. Over the A. And I think it's de Grasse. Cuvée de Grasse.
Mm-hmm.
I think. So we were probably fucking that up, but I feel like I heard them say that. So.
Okay. And then you, one, went for these beers, but then I also saw a post that a Hibarito burger guy.
Smash Hibarito was there.
Was going to be there, and he wasn't ever posting where he was going to be. He just posted afterwards, and it was annoying as shit.
Right.
And I was like, oh,
it's very frustrating.
He's going to be here.
So they open at 2, and he's supposed to be there at 3.
Okay.
He's not there at 3. He's not there at 4.
Okay.
Then the report comes in that he had a flat tire. So he just got out to a slow start, but he eventually shows up.
Okay.
Smashy burrito. And then I'm telling him all the same stuff. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm glad you're here. Don't want to go to fucking, you know, Elita City. I want to have it here.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we're here. Let's do it.
He's like, I don't care about your story.
Just he's like, want. Are you? Do you want one or how many do you want?
People behind you.
I'm like, I'll take two. Yeah. So.
And how were they? They always look great.
I mean, the presentation on these things is a 10. It's a gorgeous fucking burger. It's got the white cheese. It's got the thinly sliced fresh onion. I think these are all like, they must be pickled because they all have a sweet and kind of acidic flavor to them. Yeah. There's colorful peppers, and then there's onion and on a white with a white cheese on a jibarito.
Okay.
I think his thing is like the jibarito is a little sweeter, so it's softer compared to like, you know, if you get a jibarito, the sandwich, yeah. That's not a sweet jibarito.
Okay.
That's more of like a, they're all
dry.
It's just dry. It's dry and salty. It tastes more like a fry or a potato chip than it does. It tastes like a super starchy potato, more so, where this one kind of tastes more like a, it's more akin to like a Hawaiian roll.
Oh.
Right? Because you have a sweeter jibarito, you have a sweeter plantain. Sweeter plantains can be very nice and delicious and sweet. Almost desserty.
Do you feel like they paired well with the beer? It's probably better with Antihero.
Yeah, but I feel like those beers are so big. They're big and boozy and like 15%, all of them.
So you need something like a...
Or a hop water. You need the hop water, you need the Antihero. Or one of the Freedoms. It goes well with that. But
Rosa?
No. Oh, man. I haven't heard Rosa's name in a while. Are you still doing Rosa? I haven't heard Rosa's name in a while.
Yeah.
I still hate Rosa. I do not like that beer. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Rosa, Brad?
We know. Everyone who listens and watches knows our thoughts on Rosa.
But they're, it's timely because, well, the AC's on in Rev for a change.
Oh.
And then, you know, you're going to get three. You're getting all three beers at a time. All the three releases. You're either getting those or the variants. So you're three deep on these fucking barrel-aged beers.
Okay.
So you are prime for the smashy burrito.
Which is funny. I'm excited to try these, and I'm looking forward to us doing them on the next episode. But I'm mainly going to Rev to get this heat burrito thing, and I will probably get hop water and Antihero.
And, you know, shit, that's not too much different than what I did. I was like, let me get this Antihero.
I'm a sick man.
You know? Yeah, so three summer beers from Rev in the Deepwood series, and then I want to say at least three variants.
Okay.
So Supermassive Dread and Breakfast was one of the variants.
Mm.
Remember Lumberstruck? There's a 2-year double barrel VSOJ Lumberstruck. That was the wine barrel aged one.
Okay.
And then there's another one.
I go Supermassive.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. There's another variant. I want to say it was a variant. Oh, Boss Rye Way.
Oh, yeah.
VSO Boss Rye Way. So that is Whistle Pig, Boss Hog whiskey barrels, and a 2-year Rye Way.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's that magical fucking, at the 2-year point, there's that magical black walnut ice cream note that comes out of that beer.
Okay. Well, if you want to go again tomorrow, I'm going to go there. Run it back.
Run it back.
They open at probably noon.
On the weekends.
On the weekends.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
I'd get that Boss Rye Way again. And we should get to the bottom of this life jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we bring life jackets? I don't have life jackets. I need life jackets for the jumping in the ocean.
Oh, man. No. Mango.
Jumping in the lake, I mean.
Mango, vanilla. God damn. It's definitely mango. Oh, and coconut. Mango, vanilla, coconut.
Oh, okay.
And natural flavors, whatever the fuck that is.
So. Nice.
But cheers to Revolution. They stay on our mind all year long, you know, with these releases. So.
Yeah, they are on our top list of the beers of 2023 so far.
Yes.
Anything else before we get into that? We should mention in a couple news things, Metal Monkey is closing.
Yeah, Metal Monkey's Romeoville.
You've
been to Metal Monkey?
Yeah.
I've only seen him at a fest.
It's out there.
It's
Romeoville. You're driving past the biggest Amazon fulfillment center you've ever seen. You're still driving, and then you're just in like a office park back area, and you were there. It's far.
The fact that Romeoville is right next to Joliet always cracked me up. Like,
why?
It was Romeoville and Romeo and Juliet. Right. Like, I feel like they did that on purpose.
Maybe.
They're like right next to each other.
Yes, but Joliet's like one of the like original Chicago founders.
Oh.
So that's like the name.
So it just happens to be that.
I think it just happened. Okay. It just happened. But maybe.
And then it's not Juliet, it's Joliet.
Yeah.
Proximity is bizarre to me.
I like that thought. Yeah. That's cool. But they're done. I think they were at Oak Park Brew last time. I think we talked to them for a minute. Didn't you know there was a lady there, right?
Well, she was with Buckle Down.
She's Buckle Down.
We hung out with her. Okay. And that's when we had to talk about how Oak Park is a bizarre fest because all the Suburban crews come, even though it's hard.
Maybe Metal Monkey was right there.
Right. But no, she was Buckle Down. Vicky.
Right.
She's very sweet.
Yeah. So, another one bites the dust.
Yeah. I think their official Facebook post said they never really came back from the pandemic. And, you know, the government loans and all that shit only go so far. And they really wanted to do it, they couldn't. So, they'll stay open as long as they can. As long as people come and they...
But they stopped making beer.
But they're done making beer. And when they run out of inventory, they'll close for good. So that's what it sounds like.
It's like one of those things where it's like, do you go for one more beer or do you just be like, it's done?
To Romeoville?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're at Oak Park next month, I'll stop.
Why would you wouldn't show up there?
I mean, you know.
But like Metal Monkey.
Oh, because that's a fundraiser too. So yeah. Are you driving? Why would you take your last keg of your fucking Blueberry Imperial Stout too?
Yeah. I think their problem, because where they were, there wasn't a lot of community stuff, and you need that, especially like during the pandemic and before and after. You needed everyone from the neighborhood or, I don't know, in suburbs, like a couple miles away to come there. And they were just...
Is that that's the vibe you got when you went?
Yeah, it just felt like it seemed like a cool space where bands could play and stuff, but it was like, where am I? I just felt like very far, and I was like, why am I in Romeoville and not in over at Workforce, which is, you know.
Oh, Plainfield.
In Plainfield.
I like the Workforce guys. Is Romeoville near Plainfield?
It's not.
It's not.
It's not, but it's not that far. Yeah. That way.
Yeah. They're both, I feel like they're both Southwest, crazy Southwest.
Yeah. Or there's a couple breweries in Joliet. So that's what that felt like. And there wasn't anything to eat around there. It was just sort of, it's just, I don't think the spot worked right.
That's too bad.
Because their beer was good.
2016, I believe, they opened.
Oh, okay.
It's a good run. You hold your head up high. That's a good run. 2016, that's like an 8-year run.
Right.
You know, just say, hey, we did our thing.
And made it through the pandemic.
And now it's time to do something else. And you guys should be proud of that. Yeah. Like, you know, it is what it is.
So. All right. Any other news? You mentioned Oak Park. Tickets are for sale. We'll probably do an episode here coming up soon.
Yeah. We'll probably do it on location in Oak Park somewhere. Okay. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I think last time we were at that super cool recording studio in Oak Park, the name escapes me. It looks like CrossFit. The logo looked like CrossFit.
Right.
But it was like soundproof and designed by some really cool, important fucking...
Sound guy.
Sound designer dudes.
Master of sound.
But we won't be doing it there. We'll be doing it somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look for that. We'll be with that crew. I don't even know... yeah, I forget the date, but I'm excited for it.
August 19th.
So that's not even that far away. It's like a month away, less than a month away.
Dude, we are full frontal summer. Fucking Pitchfork is this weekend.
Right, and then Lala is next weekend.
Come on.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Bangarang. Am I using this correctly?
I don't know. I've never heard it. But yeah, we are full summer. What do you call it? Ravenswood on Tap, which is a full fucking malt row block party.
Oh, shit.
With vendors and shit. That's this weekend.
Okay. You going to hit that up?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
We got some turbulence in the on the home front. So perhaps.
Okay. Oh, and then. Oh, and an engine. Really, like, this is the most.
We're not laughing at Owen and Engine.
No. This is the most, like, we just talk about burgers now.
Right.
This is the most ridiculous thing. One, if you listen, we thought Owen and Engine has been closed for a long time.
Every fucking time. I go see Black Panther at the theater. I go to Maplewood. Every time I want to go to Owen and Engine, they're never fucking open.
Right. Then they post on Facebook, they are closing. Okay. I didn't know you were open, but I'm glad I have clarity. Then someone died.
A server, pretty sad stuff. A server at Owen and Engine got murdered outside of the California Clipper.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Got shot outside the California Clipper. Which I like the California Clipper. It's a cool spot.
Yeah.
They got that cool red light when you go in. Live music all the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know it was, I thought it was like, adjacent, like a family member of us or something. I don't know.
No.
Someone died. So out of respect, they are just being like, we're done. I think all of the staff is getting relocated to Bishi. So no one's actually getting fired.
Okay.
So maybe, I think at least during that time, maybe like, for as long as the Odin Engine was supposed to be open, maybe they're relocating them to Bishi.
So they
and then they'll probably like reduce that staff if needed. But I don't know all those details. But Odin Engine is now officially closed.
Yeah. British Pub, one of the original best burgers ever.
Right.
Right, was Odin Engine.
It was that and Mindy's Hot Chocolate. Those were like the top.
Fantastic both on both fronts. This was pre-Acheval, probably even pre-Kuma's.
Right.
You know, these are some of the original best burgers of all time kind of thing. Owen and Engine, the engine refers to cask beer. Towards the end, you could go get the burger, but they still didn't have cask beer all the time. That was kind of annoying. And then towards the end, they were never open. That was also kind of annoying. But the burger does live on because I think, well, they owned Fat Willie's Rib Shack, which is the joint next door to Owen and Engine.
Oh, they did.
They did. And I don't know. That closed.
But there's a new place in there called, like, Joker's, a new barbecue place.
Who knows what the fuck, the barbecue?
Yeah.
So they had that. They had these two places back to back, and then they had Bishi, the brewery, in Logan, on Milwaukee.
That Pipeworks is the brewery.
That Pipeworks is taking over. But originally
had that had to have already taken over, right?
Right, because this was in the winter.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they had a lot on their plate. Three locations. Likely you're either paying three mortgages or three rents.
Right.
You know?
Triple staff.
And then you got to staff these places. A lot going on.
Right.
That's a lot. So sounds like they're dialing back. So good for them.
Right. So you can still get this burger at Bishi. Owen Engine is now closed. Were we right all along?
I was like, why the fuck is Owen Engine always closed? It's very annoying. Because I like it. Not like, fuck you guys. You guys are never open. I'm just like, damn.
I think they were closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And maybe that was just always when you happened to be watching Black Panther.
You know, I'm like, what else did we see over there? We saw a few movies over there, man.
But you got Maplewood, you got Ravinia right there. So if you're going to the theaters, you do have other great beer options.
Yeah. So happy trails to Owen and Engine. Good run. You can't be mad at these things. You know, you do a 10-year or whatever run. That's good. That's a good run.
Yeah, you don't want to see places closed, but also, like, everything can't be around forever.
Let's just be happy that, let's not mourn that it's gone. Let's just be happy that we had it. I feel like that's you know, some Dr. Seuss shit.
That's pretty good. That sounds like a Dr. Phil thing more than a Dr. Seuss thing.
One of these doctors, man.
All right. So that we are past the 6-month mark, so we should have already done this, but we have 5 of our favorite beers so far of 2023.
Yeah.
And most of these are beers we drink on the show. There's one outlier that we haven't, but this year has gone by very fast.
It's already Lala, so that means it's August coming up.
Right. So one I had that stands out is the Tangerine Wheat Ale from Sturdy Shelter.
Sturdy Shelter, Geneva, Illinois. Hello.
Right. Up there on this underrated, they're not canon stuff.
You're going to make me go out there, man.
You gotta go out there.
All right.
I think the biker dude's there tomorrow.
Fucking Geneva. All right.
I think he's there tomorrow.
You know, just load up the tank and check the tires and go.
They got a great Italian Pilsner in like a nice glass, but this tangerine wheat, it hits perfectly for the summer.
I like the name, man. I like the name, Sturdy Shelter. Mm-hmm. You know.
So that's one of my, I think, favorite beers of the year. So
now we're just doing five.
We're doing five, so that's one.
Okay.
Then we did this on the show earlier in the year, beer for lounging.
Okay.
Off color.
Okay.
We almost threw this beer for beer-a-thon, right? This like fancy watermelon beer.
2.62.
Right, but the fact that it's still sitting here and I haven't even taken it down to the fridge to be like, okay, I'll drink this now. I don't think it's a top beer, but beer for lounging. It was an American pale ale. I hadn't seen like a beer from Off Color in a long time. And I think that's maybe what stood out to us and made us like really love this beer.
Except for their Oktoberfest, right? Like you don't really get just a straightforward beer.
Right.
You get straightforward beers from them that have been in, you know, wine barrels. Well, that's not straightforward no more, is it? Because it's in a wine barrel.
Right.
So we're back to the original statement. You don't get straightforward beers from them a lot.
You don't usually see an IPA. You don't see, you might see a Kolsch, but usually something's added. This just said American Pale Ale, and it was great when we had that. So that's one of our things. Beer for lounging. Then we have from Hopewell, this Italian Ice Citrus Lager.
Bruh, I think it was a Meyer Lemon fucking lager.
It was just nice.
Bruh, very nice.
And I don't know if the cans are still available, but I think we talked about on the episode, like chilling them down a little bit to get that like Italian Ice kind of crystal to it when you poured it out.
It is what they say it is. Bright, tart lemon, nice hot bitterness, you know. Good stuff. Right. Really good stuff.
If you look back on the last couple of years we've done this, Hopewell and Old Irving continue to like hit on our favorite beers of the years.
I think we talked about Alarmist and Sketchbook earlier for underrated. Rounding out that list would be Old Irving and Hopewell. Yeah. I think these are crews that, I don't know, we don't overlook them. But every time we have something for them, we're like, God damn, they're making good beer.
Right.
All the time. Yeah.
So. That's good. And then we had Bubble House, and we both couldn't decide if they're Kolsch or they're Smash IPA. And the Smash IPA is a series, and so I forget which one we had.
The hop rotates out. Yeah, the single hop, single malt, single hop.
Yeah. But then their Kolsch was the Flutter Wharton, whatever, anniversary.
Some weird ass German name because they. They fucking partied in Germany after their wedding kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And that beer is great.
I like the Kolsch. So I agree with the Kolsch. Kolsch is very good.
I feel like the Smash IPA is just super nice, but kind of leaning towards this Kolsch. From Bubble House. And then rounding out this list of our top five is the Double Barrel VSOJ from Revolution. This was all the hype that lived up to it, right?
This was...
You waiting 2 hours to get in?
Straight jacket. We had to get smuggled in, I think. We had to, like, make some calls and say, yo, we need help getting in.
You're like, bangerang.
You just keep saying it until it fits. Yeah. I'm like, it's snowing. This line is ridiculous. There's a Nissan dealer two doors down from Rev. I have a Nissan. So I'm like, I'm parking my car at the Nissan dealer. Make a call, get us in the back
door.
Put
up this for sales.
And it was one of those things. I think, you know, for that one day, they had the most wanted beer can in the country. Maybe even the world.
Damn.
So how can you not talk about it? Straight jacket, extended aging, means it's VSOJ. And the double barrel probably means after 2 years, they put it in a fresh barrel and let it do its thing for a little longer. Mm-hmm. So... And it's Revolution. I feel like their level of barrel aging is just so good that we kind of take it for granted. A lot of stuff they do, their baseline kind of, you know, out of the box barrel profile is so good that, you know, we take it for granted. The only time I don't like them is when they use some adjuncts that I don't like. Like, I don't like vanilla. I don't like the coconut one.
Okay.
But other than that, but if we're talking just adjunct-free barrel-aged beers, man, they have the crown right now. It's very good stuff.
Right, and I think they're able to do that on the smaller scale, especially where someone like Goose Island, they have to get so many barrels because they're such a big brewery, and they have to, like, they can't just release a beer often for Chicago.
Yeah, they, Goose is kind of, their format has committed them to Black Friday from coast to coast.
Right, so, but Rev can be like, this week in Chicago, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's 30 beers.
Right. And I tell you, you know, you bring up a good point, though, because with Black Friday, it's Bourbon County and, you know, I don't know, 6 or 7 variants. But with the Rev stuff, it's not just one day, it's all year. And then every 2 months or so, it's the beers in the cans. And then it's also on draft variants of those beers.
Sure.
When you show up and get your cans. So it's you know, we're very fortunate here, you know.
Yeah, that's great. So we had to at least put one of these Revolution beers on here.
Okay. For sure.
It's a pretty good list. 3 Chicago breweries, 2 suburban ones.
I like it. Not always hard to find styles, not always big styles. Just stuff that's good, stuff that, you know, run across, you can just roll in and grab with no pressure. So I dig that.
No Phase 3 or Hop Butcher.
No P3.
So far.
Yeah. Man, that P3 sweet as fuck. I remember one of the things I remember from, you know, first half of the year, and we talked about on the show, having P3 at Dark Lord Day and thinking, well, Dark Lord, in my head, Dark Lord is like one of the sweeter beers you can get. But then having P3 at Dark Lord Day, thinking, God damn, this P3 is so fucking sweet.
Shit.
Too
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Okay, we'll hang on to this list, recap it again, probably December or January, and then, you know, have 5 more.
Yeah, man, I like that.
I'm excited to see maybe an Oktoberfest hit this. Probably some, there could be another Revolution beer on here.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Goose Island. I think that that Mona, which was a ginger peach wit beer that they had for Juneteenth, was really good. So shout out to them. I want to give them an honorable mention. And yeah, we can't. We were talking in a pre-show about how good Hopewell's Oktoberfest was, but that was last year.
Yeah.
So.
And then usually we have a seltzer mention. The seltzer game just hasn't been.
No, nothing excited about.
Nothing really exciting. Yeah. I feel like people have scaled back on that, and the non-alcoholic stuff is kind of taking some of that place.
Yeah.
But I think that's it then for this week's episode. You got anything else?
No. Shout out to Moore's Brewing. I hung out with them on a boat.
Nice.
One of the Wendella cruises. It was, I don't know if you had Blackwoods Barbecue, but they got a few locations downtown.
Okay.
I used to always go there for breakfast tacos. Really good breakfast option, Blackwoods. And like 6 Moore's beers on a Wendella cruise. It went down the river, hit the lake, went up to Montrose and back. Just a nice 2-hour beer-centric cruise. So cheers to them. That was fun.
Damn, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
I'm on Twitter at BRed, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, website. ChicagoBeerPass.com. Episodes are up there. I'm trying to catch back up so these come out more regularly, but we're the summer's tough, man, and we're mixing up the days. Been recording on Fridays.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of these days we'll figure everything out. One of these days.
But look for our Oak Park episode soon.
Coming soon, man. When you want to go out there, man? I think we're doing it at a beer store out there.
Okay. We probably should do it either next week. The latest would be in 2 weeks.
You want to do it next week?
We got the Rev beers we got to do.
Okay. So the week after that?
Maybe the week after that. So 2 weeks, we do that. And then 2 weeks till the
next
Oak
week,
Park.
28th. Yeah, so the week of the 5th.
Okay.
Okay. August 1st through 5th. Cool.
All right. Look for that. Take care.
Cheers.